This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway? Well, apparently not total losers. We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Rob.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have 50 bucks. We don't have 20.
This is Primetime on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that? We win, and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
Stalling for you there. I didn't think you were ready, and I was going to do the long,
I was trying to rush.
That's what partners do for each
other.
I got
Baby Ruth mouth. When's the last time you had a Baby Ruth?
Ooh. Is that the one with coconut?
No.
That's Almond Joy.
Baby Ruth?
Baby Ruth.
Gosh.
It's like a stickier Snickers.
Yeah, It's been years. I couldn't tell you the last time, and the tonguer, the old Sam Tongue, our general sales manager.
Yeah, they call him the tonguer.
The tonguer.
It's very uncomfortable.
Do they call him that, or do you call him that?
I call him that.
I think the world calls him that.
Do they?
Yeah, I think that's what they call him.
I think it's kind of, what's up, tonguer? He's got a little bowl of candy in his office, so, you know, I like to do a little drive-by, a little fun size. Or maybe, no, it's not the fun size, it's the minis.
It's usually the best when he's not in there.
Oh, yeah, because it feels a little awkward. Because let's be honest, I'm not in there to talk to the tonguer.
You just want the candy.
That's in there for a candy.
But what he wants is you to talk to him.
Yeah, and then,
that's why he puts the candy in there.
It's a quid pro quo. And quite frankly, I'm not into it. So I'll kind of do like a drive-by and be like, oh, he's gone. And I snuck in. And like 2 weeks ago, all that was left was the Baby Ruth. And I kind of was like, oh, Baby Ruth. And I was debating. I'm like, do I get the Baby Ruth? I'm like, I really don't want the Baby Ruth. And I went for it. And let me tell you. Where's the Baby Ruth been in my life? It's delightful.
You had never had one?
It's been years. And I don't know why I was dismissive of the Baby Ruth. I wanted nothing to do with it. And I took it as like a pity. I was like, well, it's the only candy there. And why not? And I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's good candy.
The Baby Ruth is a solid candy bar. It's criminally underrated. I was like, where did this come from? And now as I walked by, I had a choice. He's got like, there's a Crunch Bar in there. Couple others, and you know what I went for? I passed up the Butterfinger. I said nay to the Butterfinger. Went right by it.
I love a Butterfinger.
Well, who doesn't? But I went digging through. I actually searched, found the Baby Ruth, and now, dare I say, the Baby Ruth is climbing my candy power rankings. I'm not saying it's on the medal stand.
Who did it pass?
But it's a contender. Well, it passed the Butterfinger.
Just for a day, though. You're not putting it ahead of Butterfinger in your rankings.
No,
Get out of here.
Probably right.
Come on.
But it's a hot newcomer. I'll tell you what, it passed the Crunch Bar. It certainly passed the Kit Kat. Get that out of here. I got no time for the Kit Kat.
I like the Kit Kat.
That's gone. Yeah, get it out.
Kitty Kat.
It passed the Milky Way. I want nothing. Why would I have a Milky Way when I have a Baby Ruth?
I think Baby Ruth is better than Milky Way.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. And you know, just...
I mean, it's not a Twix. It's not a Reese's, but...
Well, that's what I was going to say. Just because a candy bar is fifth or sixth on the candy bar rankings...
Yeah.
doesn't mean it's bad.
No.
There's a lot of good competition out there.
Well, it's like
the SEC.
It's like quarterbacks or SEC. Not everyone can be Bama. There's nothing wrong with being Tennessee. And how about that? I feel like the Baby Ruth might be the Tennessee of candy bars.
To me, the Snickers is the king of candy bars.
It is.
And then you have the Twix. And after that, I'm open to ranking. Like, Kit Kat is really high on my list.
Is it?
Yeah.
I find the Kit Kat to be a little mid, unless we get into all of the Kit Kat flavors. Because the Kit Kat might be the most versatile. They got like 1,000. You go over to Japan.
Well, yeah, you've got the Japanese influence in your household. The Japanese do Kit Kats a whole different way.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I didn't know they had different flavors.
Oh,
they've got green tea and matcha and strawberry and coconut and all these different Kit Kats.
I don't know why the Japanese have embraced the Kit Kat, but they have, and they've made it their own. There are so many flavors of Kit Kat, and maybe that's what it is that at my house, because Mamoru-san, the BTJ's father, he sends over like Japanese care packages. So we always at my house have a bounty of random Kit Kat flavors. So when I see the regular Kit Kat, the American Kit Kat, I'm like, it's Bush League.
I just found 19 Kit Kat flavors you have to try in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strawberry.
No.
Sake flavored.
What?
Yeah.
No.
There's the gold Kit Kat, which is more of like a kind of a yellow-white one. There's a strawberry shortcake, chocolate orange, cookies and cream.
Did you say chocolate orange?
Chocolate orange.
Oh,
it's awesome.
I'm in.
I'll bring some in, because half of these I've had.
Apple pie, cafe latte, lucky red and white. I don't know what that is. Hojicha tea, tea flavor. Wasabi Kit Kats.
I'll tell you what, that one is criminally underrated.
Spicy?
Yes, it's got a little how's your father in there.
Matcha tiramisu.
The BTJ the BTJ likes that one. Not my favorite because I'm not a big coffee guy.
Rum raisin.
Delightful.
Milk tea. Sweet potato.
Ooh.
And plum wine or umeshu.
Yeah, dude, they're everywhere. Wow. Next time we get a care package, I'll bring in
Hey, look. It's Jeff Russ from the Midday Show.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
And he is passing out flavored Kit Kats for us here on the program.
That's a lemon crisp.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Lemon crisp, I'm going to try it live on the air.
There's a lot of different flavors out there. So,
for us, where did he come up with that?
I don't know.
Deep in his backpack?
If there's someone that would have random Kit Kats, wouldn't you think it's Jeff Rust? He seems to be that sort of man. What do you think of the lemon crisp?
Well, I'm kind of out on this because...
You're not a fan?
Well, there's no chocolate.
No.
Why are you smacking? Don't smack.
I love it.
That's smacking?
Yeah, you're smacking.
Isn't that
really
eating?
Good. It doesn't taste like a Kit Kat because it's not chocolatey like you said, but
as
a
like
delightful
it.
Crispy lemon treat, very nice.
It feels lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I need chocolate with my Kit Kat. Do you know what the Kit Kat's named after?
No idea. I'm guessing some sort of cat.
No. Wait, hold on.
Are you having to double check?
No, I'm eating. You guys like that? It's a good radio?
Yeah.
Us eating on the air?
Someone's saying that maybe dismissive of the Babe Ruth because of the old school movies. It was the turd in the pool.
It was, yeah.
And then Sloth in the Goonies was a Babe Ruth guy.
I also feel like it falls victim to being in the same category as Snickers, and no one's beaten the Snickers.
Yeah, it is kind of, someone said it's kind of a poor man's Snickers, but I see the Snickers all the time and you become kind of complacent with the Snickers, and I'm telling you, the Babe Ruth came out of nowhere, and I'm enjoying it. Right now I'm on a Baby Ruth run. So keep them coming, Dunger.
The name Kit Kat for the popular chocolate bar originates from the Kit Kat Club, a London literary and political club in the 18th century.
That boy, when I hear Kit Kat Club, that's not what I think.
That is the furthest thing from what could have possibly been the origin.
I know.
Well,
a literary club.
Is it? Is there a Kit Kat Club here in,
I don't know,
off Burnside?
Literary club, you mean?
No, it is not a literary club. It's right by Voodoo Donuts. Is that not the Kit Kat Club?
I don't know.
Kit Kat Club, Portland. Let's see. Portland's premier gentleman's club.
Yeah.
There is a Kit Kat.
I was going to say, I was like, wait a minute.
Portland's premier cabaret club, according to its own Instagram.
Yeah, it's tucked in, that little alleyway by Voodoo Donuts and Dante's all right there.
Yeah, I'm told not to go down there because I'll get shot.
Oh, no, you're fine.
No, I'm told I'll get shot.
Mm.
Well, it's like a war zone.
You can go there late at night and there's that one dude that serves falafels at like 2:30 in the morning. That guy's a freaking American hero.
So the club was named after Christopher Catling, a pastry chef who supplied the club with mutton pies called Kit Kats.
Oh, a mutton pie was a Kit Kat?
Yeah, and then
what?
Boy, Roundtree's, the original manufacturer, adopted the name when launching their chocolate bar in 1937, having previously used the name Roundtree's Chocolate Crisp.
Boy, I'm not certain that I would be into eating, first off, a mutton pie of any kind,
the
let
Kit
alone,
Kat.
Let alone I'm like, hey, can I get a Kit Kat and then someone brings me a mutton pie? Ugh.
Do you know how the Baby Ruth got its name?
Couldn't tell you. I'm assuming some girl named Ruth.
Ruth Cleveland, President Grover Cleveland's daughter.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was actually named after, let's see here.
So did they just, when he had the baby, they called it Baby Ruth because of her?
While the Curtis Candy Company claims it was named after President Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth Cleveland, there is strong evidence and popular belief that it was actually named after baseball legend Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
To capitalize on his fame.
That would make sense.
The company has consistently maintained the former explanation, however.
Is it possible because they didn't want to pay Babe
yeah,
Ruth?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean.
Exactly.
You call something Baby Ruth instead of Babe Ruth.
I wonder if they got sued for that.
And then you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, Babe. Sorry, George. This is a completely different thing. It's like McDonald's versus McDowell's. Ah, good luck proving that in a court of law.
Snickers. That candy bar.
The king of candy bars?
Got its name from a beloved horse owned by the Mars family.
Named Snickers, huh?
The horse's name was Snickers.
Mm. And now I feel like pets, like dogs and horses, are named Snickers because of the candy bar, but the candy bar because of the pet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, how about that?
Yeah. I judge people who have animals named Snickers.
They're
Snickers.
Eating the pets.
Snickers died in 1930, and so they named the bar.
There's a little piece of Snickers in every Snickers bar.
Well, you just wonder if Snickers had not passed before the making of the bar,
yeah.
What do they name? They're not naming it after Snickers unless Snickers dies.
And yeah. Also, every time you have a Snickers, it's a horse memorial.
Yeah, I had like a little, I'm calling it now a little Sebastian.
A little Sebastian bar.
Instead of having a Snickers bar, I'm going to have, hey, can I get myself a little Sebastian? It's always fun when you come up with your own name for things. During the skirmish there, I guess it's still going on, of the Russian-Ukrainian war, back when that was like a hot topic. Remember, we refused to...
Is that still going on out there?
Yeah, it's still going on. We were choosing to support the Ukrainians and not order white Russians, and someone suggested we call them Creamy Jonathans. And one of the bars I went to, I was sitting down, and the lady comes over to me and goes, I don't know what to make of this, but someone just down there ordered you a Creamy Jonathan. I just was like, God bless you. So at that bar, and it's now closed, I was slow bar, but it was great. So the bartenders there all started calling white Russians Creamy Jonathans, which is just, adds a little whimsy to
like
your drink.
Like making a French 75, a Freedom 75 or something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. You know, mix it up a little bit, right? Name the Willametta. Put a little whimsy in your life. Or next time you go, order a Creamy Jonathan, and when
I
they look at you, be like, it's a white Russian. I support the Ukraine.
I will not be ordering a Creamy Jonathan.
You don't want to order
a
Creamy Jonathan? Yeah, you
no,
do.
I don't.
You do want to order a Creamy Jonathan.
Twix? Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, Twix.
Yeah, Twix.
Yeah.
Kind of a, well, that's a pretty obvious one, but it's a mix between a twin and Styx.
Oh,
because there's two of them.
Well, I'm dumb, and that's been established.
Yeah.
You said that was pretty obvious. I did not put that together.
Well, I don't know about obvious, but it's like kind of not a cool story.
Twin Styx. Yeah.
Payday's a cool story.
Okay.
The Payday candy bar is named Payday because it was first produced on a day when the employees at the Hollywood Candy Company were receiving their paychecks.
Huh. Can I also state for the record?
And this was in the Great Depression, by the way.
Oh. The Payday bar, that's trash. I got no
Is that the one with peanuts?
Yeah, it's peanuts and then just like a big weird gloop of
glue.
Wood. Yeah,
like they glue peanuts to a nougat bar.
Yeah, I get it. I got no time.
I'm okay with it if in a pinch.
Yeah,
but...
dude, that's the last.
It's not one I'm picking
dude,
up.
I'm
the
going
show.
Through Bitto Honey and like before I'm reaching for a Payday bar.
Now, do we haven't mentioned, if we're going to do a candy bar segment, we got to mention the original Hershey's, don't we?
I, you know how I feel about it.
Yeah, you don't like pure chocolate.
No, it's got to have something in it.
But... Well, I think it's the vanilla ice cream of candy bars. I mean, it paves the way for everything else. It's a staple, but by itself, meh.
See, I like where you're going with that. It is, because I do love like a vanilla soft serve, but... You don't just order vanilla ice cream. You need something with it. Again, if we're handing out candy bars and you just give me a Hershey bar, I'm like, well, can we throw some almonds in there? Now, Hershey's with almonds, sure.
Yeah, they have nuts in them.
Yeah, but the regular Hershey bar does not. It's just, and I got...
See,
I
like the Hershey.
I got no time for that.
I feel like the...
Somebody in the text line really likes the Hershey cookies and cream bar, and that is actually...
Oh, that, now that's, now we're talking. Yeah, why would I get the Hershey bar when I can get the cookies and cream? Because we know we like the whites.
You do.
Well, it's that much closer to a creamy Jonathan.
It is.
I wish I could have more white things.
All right.
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
You ready to break?
I am ready to break.
I just have always preferred the whites.
Someone just texted in, and this is a good one, the Charleston Chew. Now we're talking.
I don't think I've had a Charleston
Chew. You've never had a Charleston Chew?
Uh-uh.
Oh, they're good. You got a couple different flavors. The key to the Charleston Chew, you got to throw that bitch in the freezer for a little bit. Like you got to get that thing a little hard.
So is that a Tootsie Roll?
No, it's like a big, I don't know.
I don't think I've ever had that.
How would you describe a Charleston Chew?
Marshmallow flavored nougat.
Yeah. It's
covered in chocolate coating.
But they got like strawberry. There's a couple different flavors. But the Charleston Chew is, that was an old Alaska camping.
So is it almost like chocolate covered taffy?
Yeah. A little bit like that.
Huh.
Yeah. I like that. Chocolate color marshmallow taffy sort of thing. Give it a whirl. If you come across one, I feel the strawberry is the better one. That was my dad was a big, whenever we go camping in Alaska, you'd bring a Charleston Chew. And by the way, like one Charleston Chew will last you like 7 years. It's kind of like a sugar daddy. You're never going to actually finish one. Your jaw will break before you get through one.
Now, maybe in that same category, you guys ever do Abba Zabba? I had a roommate in college who loved Abba Zabbas.
Yeah, I've had an Abba Zabba. Again, you don't really see them. But like
Taffy candy bar with peanut butter center.
What's the Rocket Fizz, I think it is a little candy store down here in downtown, and they have all the old candies. So if you want like some nostalgia, head on there. They got like the candy cigarettes and like the Johnny Appleseeds and... The Cherry Clan was always a fan of mine, but they got rid of the racist box, which, you know, was always a little awkward.
My mom is adorably racist. You know.
The name Mr. Goodbar for the Hershey's chocolate bar came about due to a misheard phrase during its development. Hmm. Someone working on the product said, "That's a good bar," when tasting the new creation, but Milton Hershey, the company's founder, thought they had said Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah.
The name stuck, and the bar has been known as Mr. Goodbar ever since.
Let me state for the record. By the way, it's a quality bar. That's probably the best name of any candy bar.
Mr. Goodbar.
Mr. Goodbar?
Yeah, it's a good name.
It's a good alias, by the way. Nice to meet you, Jason Goodbar. That's a good it's a nice alias. You got to come up with one.
I'm going to start calling you that.
Jason Goodbar and Mr. Isaac Goodbar. Big Hunk.
Dude, don't even get me started on the Big Hunk. That is the good Lord. I don't know what that is. I feel like it's an industrial pace. I feel like that's like what you, like it attaches siding. No one.
Again, never had it.
You've never had a Big Hunk?
No, never even heard of it.
Well, you probably have all your teeth in. I got to bring in some obscure candy. Buck, have you had a Big Hunk?
I think I have at some point, but it's been at least a decade.
It is just a rock hard white, just goo. It is, you cannot... You will lose 3 fillings for every Big Hunk that you try to take down. It's ridiculous. And how it became popular, I have no idea.
Well, there's candy bar talk on a Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Is it
Tuesday.
Already Tuesday?
It is already.
Unbelievable.
You think it was a Monday?
The week is just a flying by.
Flying by.
You thought it was maybe Wednesday, didn't you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Let's get started with sports talk. Let's check the notes here. We're going to start with 2 sports follow-ups from yesterday's program.
Ooh, sports!
2 pertinent sports follow-ups for you. About Jock Peterson.
Yeah.
And
126 average or whatever.
Yeah, so you clearly did not see what happened.
Isaac and I had quite the exchange last night.
Yeah. and then right on cue.
Yeah.
Right on cue. This next story. So 2 of those follow-ups from yesterday's program. Coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan. We have a new Super Bowl favorite.
We do.
That's coming up. Yes, we do.
So something changed in the last...
4 times.
What?
Yep. Yeah. But first, 2 sports follow-ups from Monday's award-winning broadcast. I don't know if you guys know that, but we've already won awards for yesterday's show.
Yeah.
They send them to us in the mail.
It's kind of a big deal.
Overnight them. Yeah. You know, we get them in the morning.
Comes a little like a little plaque.
Yeah.
A coupon for a discounted ham.
A little bit of a drought.
Yeah.
But not not anymore.
No.
Snap the streak. It was a big show yesterday. Well, at one point in the show, I don't remember when, we were talking about Jock Peterson.
Yeah.
And he is a fatty for the Rangers, Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm. They gave him $37 million to not hit.
Well, they gave him more than that. He has $37 million left on his deal. He's hitting 126. Mm-hmm. He is hitting 126.
It's like half of 250.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. And I just say that twice because, I mean, I think we lump all batting averages that start with a one in together.
Yeah.
But they're not the same.
No, 180 is a lot different than 126.
126?
We do that when things like sell, like franchises. Like a franchise will sell for like $2.6 billion. And you're like, what's the difference between 2.1? You're like, in 2.1? Yeah, $500 million.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It's a big deal. But we're like, it's a decimal point.
Basically like, $3 billion.
You're fine.
Give or take a bill.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, so Jock Peterson. So I get a text as I'm driving home from the show,
okay,
and it's Ryan Buckley.
Yeah.
Do you know Ryan Buckley?
I'm familiar. I called him Ryan today, and it felt so awkward.
It felt awkward. Why'd you call him?
I don't know. I came in, and I even put a little stank on, and I was like, what's up, Ryan?
Hello, Ryan.
And it just, I don't know.
Were you mad at him?
No, I don't know what
you're saying. It was odd for both of us.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know why, but it came out Ryan, and he just looks at me and goes, what? It's like, you've never called me that. And I'm like, it felt weird the moment it came out of my mouth.
Well, that'd be like us calling you Jason.
Yeah, it's weird.
We don't do that.
No, but.
Does your wife call you Ryan when she's mad at you?
My wife has never called me Buck. I mean, she'll refer to me as Buck.
What does she call
other people? Babe.
Babe. We're big babe family.
Babe.
Love ya, babe. What was I saying?
I sent you a text.
You got a text
from one
Ryan Buckley.
Yeah.
Is this Jock Peterson related?
Pull it up. Well, yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up.
I would assume.
One second here. Oh, he's under Buck, not Ryan. So yeah, I don't even have your name in my phone.
No, it's weird.
It's Buck.
Yeah.
And I have him. I don't know if you guys, do you guys ever put profile photos of people?
Oh, yeah. Yours is the oily beefcake photo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you're shirtless in your.
Yeah, Buckley's is the one where he's flexing.
In my wetsuit.
In his wetsuit.
Yeah, it's a great photo.
Hottie. Thanks. And he says, Rangers are letting Jock hit down 5-4 in the ninth. Why?
Why?
And before I can text back, great question, because I'm driving.
Yeah.
Voice to text.
I think you actually text back no effing way. Is that right?
No, I said great question.
Oh, okay.
And then, before I could even get that off and sent that from my iPhone to his iPhone, LOL, he just homered to tie the game.
Is Buckley the new Castellanos?
We were just trashing how terrible he is.
We were just making fun of him.
One-run game, the last guy you want at the plate is the dude hitting 126,
dude,
apparently
that
not.
Is historically bad, 126. Nobody has been worse. Well, seven other players have been that bad with at least 150 plate appearances since 1901.
It's not good.
Dude, it's terrible.
But maybe that's why they hit one. They're giving him $37 million. And two, when he does hit, hey, I don't know, he's still got some pop.
No, he doesn't.
He hit home run. See, I didn't see that. I saw that someone was
third.
Someone hit a walk-off.
Yeah, Josh Young.
Yeah, but I did not.
This was in the bottom of the ninth. So then I reply with no effing way, except I didn't say effing.
You finished.
I spelled that. I was so excited.
Yeah, because voice to text will do a little, on mine, it gives me, like, it blurs out the curse words.
But anyway, why are you, okay, this is like, oh, yes, he hit a home run.
Yeah.
But does that mean that's a great move to put his ass up there? I mean. Why is he up there?
It worked.
I guess to do that.
I mean.
It just hasn't really happened yet.
What?
I don't know.
Right, I get, the only thing. What were they down by? Did they need a
one.
Run?
One. Yeah.
5-4.
And one. No one on base.
And Devin Williams was pitching, by the way.
Ooh. Devin Williams, meet Pete Alonso. All right, this is my only logic behind it, right? I don't know who was up. Who was he pinch hitting?
Yeah, he pinch hit for a guy by the name of Ezekiel Duran.
Okay.
Who's got to feel terrible about himself.
Yeah, that hurts a
Can you
bit.
Imagine seeing that? Yeah, what's Jock's Zeke going in for you.
What's Ezekiel Duran hitting?
He had a good night. He was 2-for-3 on the night.
Now brutal. I gotta look up what old Zeke has going on.
I think he's hitting like 180.
Okay. And does he have any? He's not even.
No, he won't hit home runs. He's a little speedster guy.
All right.
That's probably why.
Yeah, dude, he's hitting 172 with no home runs. Yeah. So this is my thing, right? you're in against one of the better closers, or was, right? You got nobody on. The chances of you stringing together hits is not great. So while 172 is not a great opportunity to get on base. And once he gets on base, it's probably not going to do anything. So you pull up the guy hitting 126, you say, what's the difference?
He's due.
But at least if he makes contact, he can hit it out of the park, as opposed to this punching Judy, Ezekiel Duran. You send up the pearl necklace wonder, and now he's out there swatting Bonnie Blues out into the outfield.
Yeah, he hit it. Mm-hmm. He hit it out, tied the game, and the Rangers went on to win. By the way, Devin Williams, so I'm looking to see if, like, if I can justify Bruce Bochy's move at any level.
Yeah.
Yes, more pop, but again, that doesn't do any good when you can't touch the baseball.
But the other guy can't really touch the baseball either.
Well, I'm sure you have other pinch hitters.
Mm. I'm not familiar with the depth chart of the bench role players of the Texas Rangers.
Devin Williams against lefties, mm-hmm. lefties are hitting 181 against him.
Okay.
Against righties, 217.
All right,
so he probably went with him because he's a lefty.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make sense because Williams is better against lefties than he against righties.
I think it comes down to you have a guy that can't hit that's a punching Judy and a guy that can't hit but at some point in his career had some pop.
Or so
you
maybe...
Go, you go with the guy with some pop.
Maybe Bochy just went, my God.
Yeah,
you know how Bochy is. My God, if Jock Peterson's ever going to get a hit, it's going to be off this gas can. Get up there, lefty.
Duran's not going to pop one out of here. Maybe Jock can do the job.
It's just a simple of it's a I got I know he struggled against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Now, two other
either
questions.
That or you're giving him $37 million, and someone in management phoned down and was like, listen here, you suck. Put his ass in the game. We're paying him damn near $40 million, strikeout or not. I want him at the plate.
I wonder if he'll get hot and carry the Rangers all the way now. Like, right after we trash him. Just, and rightly so, by the way.
Like, 2 weeks from now, we look up and the Rangers are in first place, and the headline is Jock Peterson leads, you know, Rangers surge. I will say that that does happen a time or two where, the Mets catcher got sent down to the minors early this year.
Alvarez?
Yeah, because he's fat and he sucks, as you like to say.
Like Jock Peterson.
And he was like my most hated Met. I couldn't stand him. And they bring him back up, and every time he'd come to the plate in a big moment, I'd be like, and he's been delivering. And I had to do one of these the other day. I was like, do I have to stop hating Francisco Alvarez?
The one thing that I told Isaac, and this is kind of from the Bochy playbook, is he plays struggling veterans to a fault because he thinks it helps him get ready for the postseason, and we're so far off from that, but like he did this with a bunch of Giants over the years, and it drove fans crazy, and then guys like Cody Ross would show up and hit a couple dingers.
Bochy, I mean, I guess he gets a little
when you
slack.
When you win three World Series, yeah. I think you can kind of crotch chop your way to playing Jock Peterson.
I think the guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll give him.
I think Bochy's up there. Like these three idiots up in Portland didn't like my Jock Peterson move. How do you like them apples?
What if Bochy was trying to get fired? It's like terrible. I don't want to do this anymore. We suck. Put Jock up there.
Put in Peterson.
Ah, dang it!
That's a major league move, right? Just keep making poor decisions.
Two other questions: is Jock Peterson dreading going to the plate when you're hitting 126? And is he shocked when he gets the call?
I'm guessing when you used to be pretty good, Jock Peterson was never.
He only hits righties.
He was fine. How about that? He was fine.
Platoon player.
There you go. I'm guessing when you're hitting 126, I'm guessing that unless you have a lot of unearned confidence, which by the way, unearned confidence is a hell of a thing.
He might.
You ever met the good dude with unearned confidence that has no reason to be that confident?
I have met the good dude with the
unearned confidence.
Unearned confidence, yes. Dude, we have a lot of them.
That guy is like the most terrifying creature on the planet.
I kind of envy that guy sometimes.
Right?
Just the belief that you can do anything. And
he's the same sort of guy that's working like a menial job and he's hitting on the supermodel. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like he's putting fries in the bag and he's like, what's up, sweet teas? He's like, my number's in there. Hey, you give me a call. That guy's great. And maybe that's Jock Peterson, but I'm guessing at 126, you probably go up there a little tight. You probably go up there being like, oh, God.
Well, he went all high T when he hit it.
Yeah. What else are you going to do, man?
That's what he does.
I mean, he does wear pearls, so you know, maybe he is unearned confidence guy. And at 126, what are the expectations? No one expects anything, so you swing from the shoes and...
That's true.
Either way, he's still making $37 million. Maybe that's what gives you the confidence. Win or lose, 126 or 226, you have $37 million coming to you.
I just find it just oddly fascinating that he did that just a few hours after us raking him over the coals. And by the way, that leads to our next follow-up. This is just a few hours after you're sitting over there going, Jim Knowles, I don't get it. Remember that from yesterday?
Yes.
Right on cue. I'll have that for you next on The Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yes, we have a new Super Bowl favorite, and the preseason hasn't even started. Well, actually, it did start. So
yeah, and it sounds like in this coming, like Thursday, we're actually going to get some teams that are playing
all
starters.
Right.
Yeah. Pete Carroll said he's playing all his starters all right. up in Seattle. And Anthony Richardson.
Hey, that game right here on The Fan.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Anthony Richardson is going to get the start with the Colts and play a couple series. There's a bunch of teams that are going to roll out
the
real players.
Was ripping.
So we'll get to that next. But the other follow-up I had for you was I got a good chuckle, Jace.
Yeah, the story that that came out that I can't read.
Why can't you read it?
It's behind the paywall.
Oh, the Wall Street Journal.
My subscription lapsed.
Oh, well.
Lapsed, I should say.
So you were, we were talking about Arch Manning and Texas being number one. Yeah. And the overhyped Manning boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you brought up Jim Knowles in that same vein, like kind of overhyped. You know, he moves from Ohio State to Penn State. He's the defensive coordinator, wins a championship with Ohio State, but then leaves for Penn State. And you were like, yeah, what's so great about this guy? Well, dude, right on cue, the Wall Street Journal prints an article.
And the title of it just is glorious.
Yeah, it's called Mad Scientist.
Okay, Jim.
It says, college football's most valuable free agent is a 60-year-old mad scientist, studied in the Ivy League, worked on Wall Street, then he found his true calling, inventing new ways to hammer quarterbacks.
What?
Well, in fairness, he did hammer the S out of Dylan Gabriel.
Yes.
In the...
Yes.
And the Notre Dame guy.
That whole team, Riley Leonard, that whole team got hot. But
Riley Leonard.
My whole point is Jim Knowles is not... He's not Nick Saban. We were talking about that. And Dave Bartu, who loves, you know, his analytic rankings, Dave texts in and goes, Dude, I couldn't agree more. He goes, Knowles has a really hard system that takes years to learn. He's like not buying it year one. And it's true. Like when, you know, the places he's been, it's been 3 years before the defense kind of rounds into form. And it wasn't until the end of the year that Ohio State last year clicked. Oregon torched him in the first game. And some people think that it was Ryan Day that forced Jim Knowles to make the adjustments that actually led to their national championship.
So it's got a stat on here, it talks about defensive points per game ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was at Oklahoma State,
yeah,
so the year before he got there, they yeah. were 85th
yeah.
in defensive points per game ranking. Then they went to 97th mm-hmm. under him, 61st, yeah. 34th, and then 9th.
Yeah.
And so 4 years later.
And that's what I said.
And then at Ohio State, they were 38th the year before he took over. Then they went to 23rd. Then they went to 2nd. And last year they were 1st and won the title.
Yeah. So they do get better. But again, go back and look at the teams when they lose those games. His defenses get shredded. And I'm not here to say that Jim Knowles isn't a good defensive coordinator. But I think it speaks volumes that Ohio State was like, Penn State wants to pay you how much? Yeah, go. Like, bye. Like Jim Knowles, and he's really been successful 1 year. At Ohio State, did they actually reach like the pinnacles? And those other big games that they played in, whether it was at Oklahoma State or was at Ohio State, when he was there for the first couple years, when they lost, their defenses got cooked. And I do expect, like, and this is what I said about like Tosh Lapoy at Oregon. Oregon will have a good defense. Oregon, when they play, and same thing with Ohio State, 9 out of their games that they play, 9 of the 12 games, they will overwhelm people because they're just that much better. So much like I only view those elite teams, what you do against two or three teams, I feel the same way about coordinators. All right, like Chip Kelly in the NFL ran a good offense. When he played back, Mike McDonald runs a good offense. But what happens when you run into other good teams? You get cooked. And that's my thing with Jim Knowles is, you know, Penn State is not Ohio State. It's taken him 3 to 4 years wherever he's gone. And we're acting like Jim Knowles getting dropped into Penn State is the secret sauce and is going to put him over the top. And the mad scientist thing? Ah. This again.
He has blitzes named after tsunamis and tornadoes, man.
Okay.
All right. Just be
careful with what I feel. And this was my whole point. Be careful with overinflated hype. Arch Manning has it in spades and Jim Knowles has it in.
Well. Maybe you didn't read the article. Well, you don't have pay. You can't read the article. He's a mad scientist.
I tried to get the paywall. I couldn't take that down. I did read the Jody Allen article. Did you see that
Wall
today?
Street Journal?
No, that was in the Sports Business Journal.
No, missed
there
that.
Was a fluff piece
Ooh.
Of all fluff pieces.
Who's she in bed with?
I don't know. I forget the name of the guy who wrote it, but they and it's a long piece. It is very, very long. And of course, she won't sit for it. She refuses to do interviews.
Oh, she wasn't even. Wait, what? It's about her and she didn't even... It's a fluff piece on her and she wouldn't talk to him?
Yes. It is a super...
God.
That's how that's supposed to work.
That's not how that's supposed to work.
I'll find the guy.
You're supposed
name.
To get access.
No. But they do... They
if
do,
you fluff.
Dude, they do talk to... They talk to Cronin. They talk to Lewicki. They talk to Schneider up there in Seattle. So they talk to people. And Adam Silver's quoted in it. And let me tell you something.
Jody's the best thing ever.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm not saying that she's not fantastic, but boy, you get about 8 paragraphs in because it's a lengthy piece, and you are like, I did not know that Jody Allen cures cancer. Jody Allen is directly responsible for every good thing that has ever happened to the Portland Trail Blazers or the Seattle Seahawks, and also Jody Allen is the greatest boss in the history of sports to ever exist. Oh, and everything she does is totally for philanthropy, and she gets no money. It doesn't mention the $180 million she gets to run the foundation. And maybe she deserves more credit than people give her, but man, it is. And you can find that. Paywalls do take that one down.
I'm not interested.
Well, if you did, you would love her. And you would know how instrumental she's been, including the building of the Moda Center. You know the Moda Center doesn't get built without Jodie Allen?
Why?
Because she's the one.
Did Paul run it by her?
Well, it says in there that Paul was an idea man, and then what Paul would do
That's
is,
the name of his book.
Yeah, Paul would have an idea, but it was Jody. It was only Jody that would then go out and
Whatever.
Get her done.
Well, I've seen how the franchise has operated since she took over.
No!
Let me tell you something, it sucks.
No, I'm telling you. Jody Allen is the greatest owner in sports history, according to the Sports Business Journal.
So at the end of the Knowles article, it says, what no one saw coming was Knowles' exit. After Ohio State failed to finalize his contract extension before the national championship game, Knowles put out feelers for other opportunities. While he mulled his options, Ohio State asked him not to attend the parade for the title that he had helped them win. Mm-hmm. Knowles took this as a sign to leave. So on the day that Knowles was supposed to be partying in the Shoe, he was instead introduced as Penn State's next defensive coordinator. His new job at a Big Ten rival and fellow national championship hopeful puts him in a strange position. He's supposed to stop the team he just helped make unstoppable. Knowles said he doesn't have revenge on his mind. My aspiration is to help Penn State win the national championship and be the number one defense in the country.
I would just like to ask, when was the last time that a national champion let the key piece to their national championship walk out the door for no reason other than a couple bucks?
And then the last line reads, when college football's mad scientist says that, it isn't a threat.
No.
It's a prediction.
For God's sakes.
Jim Knowles.
The mad scientist.
If only Jim Knowles and Arch Manning were on the same team.
Well, if you could, what about this? What if Arch Manning is the quarterback, Jim Knowles is the mad scientist, and then you know who's the president of the university or the general manager of the college?
Jody Allen.
Jody Allen. Then and only then. You, I
the trifecta.
Need, if I sent you that article, would you? I want you to read it.
If you can get me through the paywall, I'll read it.
I'll send you the, because I did manage to get that one. Was easy. I couldn't do the Wall Street Journal one, but you should read it. I'd be interested in what your take on it is, because it is glowing.
By the way,
and yet she. Oh, and the other one in there that I thought was interesting is they said that while she doesn't do anything like public, and we're like, yeah, no duh. But then they had the nerve to be like,
well, she shows up to the games.
Yeah. But like they said something to the effect of, I'll have to find the exact quote, but it was like, while she doesn't do the traditional owner press conferences, she reserves those times for when she needs to show up at the podium and make like major announcements. And I'm like, I've never seen her at a podium once.
Yeah, when has she done that?
Never once.
I don't.
And they've done a lot of stuff since she took over.
I was like, I was sitting there reading it, and I was like, I don't know if I ever remember her speaking. I don't know if I know what her voice sounds like. And it was like, really? It was an interesting thing. So I'm going to send it to you over the break, and it might take you a couple breaks to read it, but I would be interested in your
take.
I'm
a speed reader. You didn't know that.
You might be able to get through it then.
Do you know how much they're paying Jim Knowles? Back to Jim, the mad scientist.
I'm sure it's a lot.
$3.1 million.
$3.1 million.
Yes, he is by far the highest paid coordinator in the country.
Okay,
and he makes more than 65 head coaches.
And I would just like to ask, outside of those last
65
four or five games at Ohio State, what has he done to earn $3.1 million?
So we have a new Super Bowl favorite. That's right, the Super Bowl favorite has changed four times already in the preseason, which is wild. Isn't that wild?
It is wild.
Don't you think that's wild?
It's wild and crazy.
I wonder what Jody thinks.
Jody thinks that she's going to get things done because she's the greatest. And
we'll
how dare you say otherwise?
Next on 105.1 The Fan.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Okay, now to a real sport, football. Oh, wait, we were just talking about football.
Yes, we were.
We haven't talked much NFL yet.
No. I did see today, and it was I find it the most alarming piece of jewelry since maybe Barry Bonds' dangly cross earring. Derrick Henry has a nose ring that's a cross. It's odd. I don't know why, but I'm assuming this is new. I've never noticed it before, but I was watching an interview with him today, and I was like, does he have a booger? Like, what is happening there? And then, no, it's a big gold cross in his nose. And I'm fascinated with it.
Just thinking of you, Jesus.
Just every time, just right there, right in the old nose. That was maybe interesting to no one other than me, but it threw me for a loop today.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it looks like one of those, like, sometimes the young ladies have those, like, little daisy flowers and stuff on their, you know, their nose.
It's Jesus cross.
Well, hey.
It seems like an odd way to honor the King of Kings, but hey, to each their own.
So if you're anyone in sports talk radio, you know of Jimmy Shapiro.
Yes. He sends out all the emails with your odds and your comings and goings.
Well, he's a marketing guy,
yeah.
And he used to send out story ideas and like interviews and things like that.
He was a content farmer for...
Yeah. I don't know who he was for.
I don't know either.
But now he works with betonline.ag.
Okay.
And so he's exclusively moved into the odds space. So we get emails from him and his cronies all the time.
Yeah.
And everybody across the country gets them. He's got like he probably has, of all the people that you know in this business, who do you think has a more complete sports talk radio show host list than Jimmy Shapiro?
Nobody. That man, I mean, it is, if you have a podcast in your mom's basement in Topeka, Jimmy has your email. That dude it's what he does. No one has fed me more random spam emails in the 20 plus years I've been doing this than Jimmy.
Now he says, I've been sending out odds for a little over 20 years now. And he, you know, the other thing he does is he personalizes them.
Yes.
So this says, Isaac. So if I didn't know any better, I'd be like, oh my God, this guy loves me.
I guess that's an AI program, but okay.
He keeps sending me all these just like personalized odds messages.
Yeah.
He says, I've been sending out odds for a little over 20 years now, and I cannot remember a time when there were four different Super Bowl favorites before a season even starts. Mm. BetOnline.ag opened the odds for Super Bowl 60 the week of Super Bowl 59. The Chiefs were the favorite.
Sure.
Once the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they became the favorite.
Okay. I'm guessing there's two others that I could easily predict.
2 weeks ago, after a great offseason and an influx of wagers, the Baltimore Ravens became the new favorites.
let me guess, the Bills are the next.
And now this morning, the Buffalo Bills, due to liabilities in the market, are the new Super Bowl favorite.
So nothing, and I mean nothing has changed. But we've now gone from the Chiefs to the Eagles to the Ravens.
Well, one thing changed. The Eagles beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. And everybody's like, whoa, Chiefs suck, kind of.
Are we talking minimal like difference here between
yes. one so you've four? Got Bills 5-1, mm-hmm. Ravens 23-4, which is basically plus 70. Let's do it this way. Bills are plus 500. Mm-hmm. The Ravens are plus 575.
Okay.
The Eagles are plus 725, and the Chiefs are plus 850.
Okay. So you're not getting any greater value. It's just at this point, it's who do you think is the best team?
And, well, I mean, the Chiefs at plus 850 is not a... No, I mean,
no.
I didn't pay too much attention to what they did in the offseason. I usually wait to watch the first few weeks and see what I see. But
there's not a ton different. So they drafted Josh Simmons, the tackle out of Ohio State that got hurt. And so far, he's been getting... rave reviews, and they think he's going to be the day one starter at left tackle, which I would say their offensive line is their biggest need. They re-signed Trey Smith, the right guard, to a bunch of dough. Receivers stay the same. I think they got Hollywood Brown, another year of Xavier Worthy. Who am I missing? Rashee Rice. And then I don't think Travis Kelce's back. I mean, I mean, outside of Simmons, honestly, off the top of my head, and I could be.
Well, you made that sound like Travis Kelce was not back.
Oh, sorry.
He's back. You said, I don't think Travis Kelce's back.
Sorry. Travis Kelce's back. I got my thoughts kind of jumbled together. I don't think they're outside of Simmons. I don't think they've made an addition on offense. Not in the starting group. I think it's basically run it back and hope everyone stays healthy and that you find a real left tackle and that, you know, your O-line plays a little better. On the defensive side of thing, I'm not as certain. I'd have to do a little diving into that. But, no, Kansas City's roster is essentially Kansas City's roster. And, by the way, this is true for a lot of teams. I think we get used to college where there's so much.
Sports is sports.
There's so much turmoil. But when you're cooking, a lot of times that team stays together. I would make the argument of those teams off the top of my head. I would guess the Eagles probably have had the biggest turnover because the Eagles actually had to lose quite a bit off of the defensive side of the ball. I think they had some guys move on. But yeah, I mean, the Ravens and those teams, I mean, when you're really good, you try not to lose pieces. I mean, free agency kills you a little bit because you can't pay everybody. But I mean, the core of those teams are all essentially the same. And then I guess the reason why the Lions aren't in there is because of the coordinator changeover. Because the Lions...
They're next.
The Lions are next.
11-1.
But the Lions lost both coordinators, so I'm guessing that's probably why they're not in that same tier as those other four.
Yeah, a lot of unknowns there.
Yeah.
Packers, Rams, Niners, and Commies are next behind the Lions.
Packers could... What's your Packer value?
18-1 to win the Super Bowl.
That's not a bad little one because that's a young team and that if Love stays healthy and pops, I could see that. The Niners.
Niners are the opposite end of the spectrum. They're super old, but they have a really good, they have the best schedule in the league.
And then who's the other one you mentioned?
Commies.
The Commies, 20-1. Bengals, 22-1.
Yeah. Where is the.
If I keep going down the list.
Where are the Rams?
They were 18-1.
18-1. Yeah. You know, it's not great that Matthew Stafford's back may just be dust. But at 18-1, if you can hamstring your way to get Matthew Stafford healthy. Remember, we wrote off the Rams multiple times last year, and those sons of guns found a way to get into the postseason.
They almost beat the Eagles in Philly.
They had them.
Higbee, if I'm not mistaken.
In the snow.
Higbee was wide open. Stafford was throwing the ball, and Jalen Carter just made a phenomenal play, blew through, and made it. If Stafford has half a click more to throw that ball, the Rams beat the Eagles.
As I heard someone point out yesterday, too, they've known about Stafford's back issues for years. So and the idea that it could be this bad to the point of maybe affecting their season and not having a true backup plan seems unlikely. Obviously, things can happen, but it's probably more smoke than anything else.
The backup plan is Jimmy Garoppolo and Stetson Bennett.
But if they were really worried about his back, they'd have brought somebody better in.
Yeah, so this may just be, hey, dude, find a way to get healthy. You know, because they're being kind of weird. They're just saying it's a back problem. But, like, you know he's old. You know he's beat up. But if they can keep Stafford upright at 18-1, that's a juicy little number there. The Rams have done an excellent job of turning this over and being young. It's just that they probably, of those teams that you mentioned, that's the one team at quarterback that you'd probably go, He's kind of like, he's just ready to die. Everyone else there, from Allen to Lamar, Hurts, Goff, Purdy, Love. I mean, those are all kind of young, spry guys. And then Matthew Stafford's like 1,000 years old. That would be disconcerting. Golf. But I do like that at 18-1.
Okay, thanks, Jimmy. The Bills' new Super Bowl favorites. Why so many people are mad at Emmanuel Clase? That is next here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.